11. Caso Beto Alberto and the Ponte Ballerino. Of great importance is the house of Blessed Alberto, a layman who lived in the 13th century and was a native of Villa Donia. Located at the bottom of the valley in Sant'Alberto and built during the 13th century, his childhood home was transformed into a convent in the following centuries. In fact, even today you can see the apse of what was the adjacent sanctuary, which was destroyed by a landslide in 1813. Inside the house you can admire the altar dedicated to him. Alberto was born in 1214 in Villa Donia, then part of the Clusone village community, to a family of modest farmers. Between 1240 and 1255, first his parents and then his wife died. So Alberto decided to abandon all his possessions, giving everything to the community of Villa di Clusone to help the needy. He then moved to Cremona, where he dedicated himself to working as a laborer and a wine porter. He also did charitable work, founding a hospital for the sick near the church of San Mattia, which was later destroyed. He joined the Order of Preachers, also in Cremona, as a secular tertiary. The Dominican laity, a branch of the Dominican family, already existed during the time of St. Dominic around the convents of the Dominican friars. Originally known as the Order of Penance or Order of the Militia of Jesus Christ, it even predated the regular order itself. In other cases, they referred to themselves as La Mantellate or I Mantellati, after the black cloak, mantella, they wore as a sign of austerity and penance. The most illustrious of the Mantellate was St. Catherine of Siena. According to the documentation, Alberto made several pilgrimages to Rome, Jerusalem, and Santiago de Compostela. He died in Cremona on 7th of May, 1279. His childhood home in the hamlet of Sant'Alberto in Villa Donia now houses a small memorial church. Towards the middle of the 18th century, the Bologna Wine Porters Guild chose Blessed Alberto da Villa Donia as its patron for having worked as a wine porter in his youth. The first feast of the guild's patron saint was celebrated on the 13th of August, 1572. You could now go back to the starting point near the Festi Resini Park. Before retracing your steps, we recommend a detour to the dancing bridge, Ponte Ballerino, beyond the provincial road. A wonderful experience that offers a naturalistic view of the Serio River. Once back at the park, you will be able to listen to some suggestions for enjoying the nature paths and trails that the area offers, as well as some notes on hospitality and food and wine.